This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We still have to get into this pandemic fatigue story, Captain, that you brought in here tonight. That is the intention. But, of course, our first intention is to take your phone calls and your thoughts about whatever you want with you tonight. By the way, it is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And we will go back to the phones and fun. Also, I want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where we have a Matrix chat server on which you can interact with the other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as people who don't really listen at all. They're just there to have, you know, to troll, essentially. So get on over there to chat.freetalklive.com and enjoy the fun. You can create channels.
Always something going on in there.
There's always something ridiculous happening, and sometimes they're informative. You never know really what you're going to get. Inkblot just posted a photo from, what was this, like Walmart? Publix, which is a major grocer in the Southeast, No cream cheese at Publix. Sold out. Shelves are barren.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I have noticed recently, even in little Keene, New Hampshire, that there have been, you know, chunks of things sort of sold out.
Have you been seeing that?
As I meander through the grocery store, yeah.
Yeah, I see a little bit here and there, but it hasn't been, like, alarming.
No, but, like, just seeing it at all is unusual for this particular area.
Yeah, he's been actually following that a lot. He lives in Florida, and he'll take pictures of his experience of, you know, going to grocery stores and Costco and Walmarts and showing what's not there.
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I do wonder as far as, I mean, I definitely expect continual price increases, but I wonder if this is basically how that's manifesting now, is that if cream cheese was going to go from $3 to $5, but we don't think anyone's going to pay $5 given how much people are working, so we're just going to not make cream cheese.
Yeah, but they wouldn't.
Make something else.
If that were true, they would put something else in the shelf, and these are empty shelves.
To keep the price down on something else, they might be taking those resources elsewhere.
What you're dealing with here is the supply chain issues, where there's a ton of cargo ships out in, you know, the ocean. And, in fact, Captain, I know you had a story about that tonight where Biden apparently wants to fine the cargo ships for sitting out in the ocean as though that's going to somehow make things better.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts first. Nick is on the line in North Carolina. He's a podcast listener. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, fellas. Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I've been listening for about a year, and this is my first call.
Okay, well.
But, thank you. Ian, I want to talk about something I heard from you and Bonnie last night. You were speaking about, everybody pretty much deserves a place in this country.
I don't think I said anything like that. I don't think anybody deserves anything.
Let me rephrase.
But go ahead. Because to deserve something would suggest that somebody owes you something and they have to provide it to you, and I don't think that's true at all. I don't think anyone should be forced to do anything against their will. But
I'm not talking about court, but okay, sure. So the free staters and, we talk about conservatives and the leftists and, conservatives in Texas and the leftists in Massachusetts and...
I know what you're talking about. Okay, I think you're right. Let me clarify what I said. Just to clarify, we were talking about secession. We were talking about independence. I said, shouldn't people, don't people deserve to have a place they can call their own? That didn't mean like, you're owed a piece of land or something.
Right.
That just meant,
yeah, I'm not saying you're forced.
Gotcha.
I just want to, a thought popped in my head. Like, when does that end? So we have 50 states right now, maybe 52 with Puerto Rico and what have you. But, when does that end? When does that 51st, 52nd, 53rd, person say, I deserve, I need this place to stay,
Yeah, we weren't talking about individuals. We were talking about, like, types of people. So the idea being, shouldn't libertarians have a place of their own where we can have a society that we want to have and not have to fight constantly with conservatives or liberals over this? And shouldn't the conservatives have a place of their own where they don't have to constantly be in battle with these liberals? And the same thing's true for the liberals. Shouldn't they have a place of their own? I think that they should.
Yeah, like-minded people should be able
to.
Go ahead.
I don't disagree with that statement at all.
Yeah.
But when do other people like say, well, the libertarians have this place, I need this other place. Maybe I should have a part of the libertarian culture.
Okay, if you follow that train of thought to its logical conclusion, you would actually arrive at anarchy. Because it's just reducing all of that down to the individual level, right?
Taking political jurisdictions and reducing and shrinking and making more of them.
So thereby,
no one should have a particular area or landmass for themselves as a group then. Right?
They should have it voluntarily. You should be a part of whatever group you want to be and not a part of a group that you're forced to be.
Yeah, and if you want to be a group of one, which is to say, you know, living by yourself in the middle of the woods and left alone by people, you should be left alone. I mean, what's wrong with that?
And I would love that, you know. If the wife and the family and whoever would just let that happen, that'd be great.
Well, I also think that it's totally possible for this group of one to exist in a major metropolitan area.
No, it's not.
Because
there's always these people that want to force their way on you in a metropolitan area. There's a bunch of control freaks around.
People won't let you cross the street without letting the white.
Once the idea of authority, you know, get sort of stricken from humanity, then it would totally be possible.
Oh, well, that's a total fantasy land, Captain.
Hey, man, I'm into sci-fi. Hold
on. No, I mean, I don't think that's a fantasy at all. I mean, we are already on the cusp of the breaking up as a country.
Sure.
Okay, so let's follow that to a conclusion of, okay, so now there's 50 territories. Okay, well, what about Northern California wants to secede from the rest of California?
Let them go.
Okay, well, this county wants to secede from this county, Washington wants to secede the west from the east because they can't get
along. How do you get from there to the ending of the idea of political authority?
Well, that's the natural conclusion.
But it's not.
The natural conclusion is that whoever wants to secede from whoever else.
But it's not natural because it seems more natural to me, and I don't want this to be the case, but by observation, the nature of man seems to be mostly to obey and to be told what to do and to search for a powerful man to tell them what to do. Look around you, man. Look at what happened in the last 18, 19 months or however long it's been since COVID. Look at all these sheep who just want a leader. They want a strong man to give them a vaccine and tell them where to go.
So let's just follow the idea of the libertarians have a place of their own.
Okay.
You think we can't have a city?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We absolutely can have a city.
Absolutely.
And once the libertarians have a city,
the people have
then
the right
you are going
idea.
To have the situation where
I
you
agree.
Can have an individual in the middle of a metropolitan area.
Yes, that would be true if you could actually have a libertarian city. Yes, if and when we actually have a libertarian city, which is possible, I'll give you that. But to turn the whole earth into that, we're never going to see it.
What it comes down to for me...
It's sooner than you think.
Not going
to
happen.
What it comes down to for me is that... I don't care who you are. Every individual has different needs, wants, and preferences. Now, you can extrapolate that into any container that you like. You can extrapolate that into the medical field. You can extrapolate that into the political field. You can extrapolate that into the educational field. Right? My needs, wants, and preferences are far different from anybody in this room, anybody listening to this thing right now. And there's no reason that that shouldn't also apply to the levels of, I'm going to say, services that are currently monopolized by the organization called government. Right? These governance services, I'm going to have a different level of need, want, and desire for these services, and there's no reason that I could not be a country of one.
I agree.
Yeah, and everyone, thank you. And everyone else that's in this particular libertarian city, you know, I don't want to say not everyone else, but a slim majority may want to push you out because they feel that they have a larger claim to their feelings, their thoughts, their their ideology.
It's not the feeling that matters. It's did you mix your labor with that piece of nature or trade for it?
Yeah, I dare say that people in a libertarian city would not act that way. Otherwise, it would not be a libertarian city.
Right.
And I hope we get to the chance of finding out what that would be like.
That'd be great.
You know, but we're going to need more people to migrate here to New Hampshire and create that libertarian majority and make things uncomfortable for the status, make them want to leave on their own volition. Thanks, Nick. There's more coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here on the live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. here in the studio with you tonight. You've got Ian.
Cheekless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Last year, Free Talk Live told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, you can go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch to learn about your needs. Plus, you can also get the Intercoin Investor Token for yourself at Intercoin.org. And coming up on Tuesday, now I'm not sure at what time on Tuesday, whether it's going to be Eastern or Pacific or Greenwich Mean Time or whatever, but there's going to be a big deal for Intercoin. They're very excited to announce that they're going to be listed on their first centralized cryptocurrency exchange. This one is called X Market, spelled EXMARKETS. So if you go to the X Markets exchange and register for an account, the nice thing about this exchange, I couldn't believe it. Again, I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency, but my understanding of this exchange, it is no KYC. Yeah, so you just, if you've got an email, you can go and register for the X Markets exchange, and I will double check because, you know, you always have to be careful when you go to exchanges.
I'll look into it, but
you don't want to go to the wrong URL. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to give you the right URL here. It's exmarkets.com, and that will take you to X Markets, where you can trade not just Intercoin. Again, it's not available there yet, but if you look on, you know, the site, you'll see that it's coming. So check it out over at X Markets, exmarkets.com, Intercoin.org. And it's coming up Tuesday for that launch, supposedly. Unless something unexpected happens, it's supposed to happen Tuesday.
It's kind of a weird day. Tuesday?
I don't know. It's when everything launches, right? Like,
really?
You know, new movies come out on Tuesday, or, you know, the DVDs or whatever, they come out Tuesday.
Maybe
music
that's
comes
it.
Out on Tuesday. Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe it's just a coincidence.
Seems like an idle day of the week to me, but...
Yeah. All right, so you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Supreme Court case, and there was just a little bit more I thought was worth pointing out here. The Supreme Court has denied a case for an emergency appeal. And why was it an emergency? Well, in the state of Maine, the governor, who is Democrat Governor Janet Mills, issued a mandate. Just without the legislature, she just said, and now all health care providers, you must require your employees to be vaccinated.
Can we just start referring to these as decrees?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, a diktat.
Yes.
She issued one of these decrees, and that went into effect apparently on Friday. So yesterday was the deadline for all of the health care workers in the state of Maine to get this.
Okay.
Some of them sued, and the case was denied by an appeals court. And then the Supreme Court also refused to hear the case. So when the Supreme Court refuses to hear a case, that upholds the lower court's decision. So the appeals court ruling in this case against the healthcare workers and in favor of the state mandate stands.
Certainly lost appeal to me.
The high court has previously turned away students at Indiana University and teachers in New York City who also objected to being vaccinated. Both the university and city allow people to seek religious exemptions. All of the justices have been vaccinated. Maine's requirement was put into place by the governor. A federal judge in Maine declined to stop the mandate, concluding the lawsuit was unlikely to succeed. The October 13th decision prompted a flurry of appeals that landed for a second time in the Supreme Court. The group that filed the lawsuit, entitled the Liberty Council, claimed to be representing more than 2,000 healthcare workers who don't want to be forced to be vaccinated. Now, if you got 2,000 healthcare workers, you have enough people to start your own hospital.
Yeah.
You've got enough people to start several, you know, doctor's offices with full staffs, right? So I think what needs to happen here, and maybe it will eventually, is the people who want to live free of these mandates need to move together. And this comes back to what we were just talking about a moment ago,
yep,
where people of a like mindset need to make the effort to get up from where they are. I understand it's easy to stay where you are because, oh, you were born there, your family's there, or whatever. Well, your career isn't there anymore, so that's not going to hold a lot of people back at this point. You know, if there's something that's been holding you back, you really have to ask, how important is freedom to you?
I have heard of a couple of instances of folks one of them today, and I didn't bring it in for show prep because I didn't think it was a big enough topic, but folks getting together and, like, opening a clinic because they were, you know, let go from their job because of vaccine mandates. And so they're like, well, we'll go open our own clinic with blackjack and hookers or whatever, right? You know, Bender from Futurama.
Yeah.
I recall.
Where is this happening?
I want to say Oklahoma or something. I'll look it up. See if I can find it.
The problem you're going to run into in the state of Maine is the mandate applies to any healthcare provider within the state. So anybody who is breaking away and trying to do their own thing, the Maine goon squad's going to come after them. They're going to get raided. They're going to get arrested. They're going to be attacked. They're going to be violently, you know, handcuffed and thrown in a cell if they try to open an unvaccinated medical clinic. So the solution is to get out of Maine, to get out of New York State, to get out of California, get out of these places where these mandates exist, King County, Washington, get out of the places where they're implementing these vaccine passports, and get to places that are more to your liking, that have people that are more like you. If you're conservative, get to Texas. If you're libertarian, get to New Hampshire. If you're a total status liberal, California's waiting for you. And then, you know, you'll be able to be around people that are more like you, and that is going to be a better situation for everybody. So dozens of healthcare workers in the state of Maine have quit their jobs, and in a hospital in Maine's second largest city has curtailed admissions already because of an acute shortage of nurses. So they're down so many nurses now that they are telling people they can't check into the hospital.
In a real pandemic, you don't fire healthcare workers.
No. So that's it. Enforcement of the mandate began on the same day the governor announced 80% of eligible Mainers were vaccinated. Most healthcare workers have complied. And, of course, the big hospital associations and other healthcare groups support the requirement. And that's it. There's your story. Toll-free number here, or the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind. Captain, you have a story for us tonight about pandemic fatigue. And this isn't about people like us who are fatigued by statism, who are frustrated by the ongoing mandates, the crackdowns, the COVID madness that is happening here with the statism. It's something else.
Before we get to that, I wasn't able to find the place where the folks who have quit or been fired have decided to start a clinic of their own, but I was able to find, apparently there are several, let's call them job boards for people who, you know, don't want the vax, haven't got the vax, or have been displaced because of the vax. There's a chat group on Gab. There's NovaxJobsUSA.com. NovaxMandate.org.
Showing job listings where you don't have to have a vaccination?
Correct.
That's cool.
There's over 22 of them, apparently.
That's it?
Well, that's
the whole country?
Well, I don't know if that's like the total, but 22 of them listed in this particular thing. So
cool.
Yeah, you know, folks are getting together and doing something.
More coming up here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll talk about pandemic.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. president, among the leaders of the world's biggest economies, who on Saturday at a summit in Rome endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations. That move by the group of 20 was hailed by U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen, saying it benefits American businesses and workers in particular. G20 finance ministers in July had already agreed on a 15% minimum tax, but it needed formal endorsement at that Saturday summit in Rome. Yellen predicting in a statement the deal on new international tax rules with a minimum global tax, quote, will end the damaging race to the bottom on corporate taxation. As the nation's vice president rolled up her sleeve to get a COVID booster in Washington on Saturday morning, Kamala Harris told reporters,
the vaccines are free, they're safe, and they will save your lives.
This is USA Radio News. However, Baldwin also said he can't make any real comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halnia Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. He explained that's because of the ongoing investigation with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department in New Mexico. But he said of Hutchins,
she was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director.
Democrats are looking to finally pass that infrastructure and social infrastructure bill next week. A leadership aide telling The Hill on Saturday it could happen as soon as this upcoming Tuesday. An aide for Democratic leadership also saying that committees were notified by House leaders to wrap up any changes on the spending bill by Sunday. The House Rules Committee could meet as soon as Monday to try to make sure lawmakers can take action on the House floor soon after that. Some bad weather has been delaying air flights, but American Airlines especially impacted, also blaming a staffing problem. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you here in the studio, you've got Ian. Who's around there?
Well, it's Ronald Reagan.
603-283-6160. Are you Zombie Reagan or...
Well, actually, you know what Nancy says? If you can't beat them, nuke them.
I have been called the Great Communicator. No, you haven't. No one has ever called you that before.
I used to be much better at the Reagan impersonation. I'm just trying to pull one out of the historical past that I haven't rehearsed ever.
And you can take control of the airwaves. We're going to do that with you in just a moment. Also, don't forget, you can head over to freetalklive.com. Download archives. We've got them there for you. There's a player built right into the site. All you have to do to instantly download is click the share button, and then the download link will appear. So it's very, very fast. You just have to know where it is. Just click the share icon and then download.
I just want to say about the vaccine clinic that was opened by unvaccinated people.
Yeah.
British Columbia, B.C., so not even
the
U.S.
Really?
Yeah, this is from, where is this, globalnews.ca. Unvaccinated nurses open wellness center in Kamloops, B.C. Unvaccinated nurses all over the province are no longer permitted to work for British Columbia health authorities. A group of Kamloops nurses who did not receive the COVID-19 vaccine is using their job loss as an opportunity to start up Ezra Wellness on Tranquil Road. We're not being allowed to help. We were told we weren't wanted, we weren't needed, and yet we know we are, said team lead Glenn Aldernick. Ezra Wellness is still developing its platform, but the clinic says it hopes to ease some of the strain on emergency rooms by assessing patients and offering guidance. It will operate as a private clinic, and as of right now, services are free, and the nurses are volunteering.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Pam's on the line in Las Cruces. Pam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. You know, after I heard about this thing that's been happening many years ago, I thought, oh, surely this will get on the news and this won't happen again anywhere. And man, was I naive. Because there was a mentally retarded gentleman. He was probably in his 50s, and he couldn't speak. He was unable to say a single word. And his family had left him sitting in the car outside. It was a cool, cloudy day, so he wasn't uncomfortable waiting in the car while they stepped into a store to do some shopping. And unfortunately, at the very far end of this parking area was a bank. So the police decided this man sitting across the parking lot in the back seat of a car to a bank must be sitting there as the getaway car driver. So they went up to him and began to harass him, drug him out of the car, and beat him up because he wouldn't answer. When the family came out of the store and saw that their family member was being assaulted by the police, of course, they threw a fit, and they got a really nice settlement from the city. I wrote a letter to them expressing my sincerest, heartfelt, thoughts and everything for what had happened to him, and recommended that they get some sort of like a medic alert bracelet or necklace to put on the man. Mm-hmm. And then if what's up came up and started talking to him, to show them that, because that might have saved him from being harmed. Who knows? If it said on there that he was not mentally competent and unable.
I don't know. I mean, these cops are so ignorant and so trigger happy. I don't know if that would have saved him at all. This happened in Las Cruces?
Yeah, this was in Las Cruces. It's been a long time ago, but, you know, it never leaves my thoughts because I keep hearing so many more times of things happening similarly.
Oh, yeah.
That just never leaves my mind.
One of the stories I remember clearly, I mean, we've talked about so many stories of police, violence against peaceful people over the years. There's been so many, it's overwhelming. And I don't even make a point of trying to find them, because if you try to find them, then you find a ton of them. I mean, they're just happening everywhere. But I remember another one that's sort of in the same category of a man was having a diabetic, like, shock come on, basically, and he was driving. He pulled into a 7-Eleven or some kind of convenience store, was going through whatever this, you know, medical issue was that he was having. And whilst in the middle of this, I guess he's fairly non-responsive during it or whatever, cops come up, and because he wasn't responding to them, you know, them shouting orders at him or whatever it was that they were saying, get out of the car, blah, blah, blah. Because he'd been sitting there and somebody called the cops on him, right? Like, he was sitting out front of his 7-Eleven for some period of time. And the cops came up. Oh, yeah. They busted his window in, pulled him through the window, and proceeded to violently, assault the man. He was having a medical condition in the middle of it. So
that is horrible.
That happens.
You think they would be taught first to look for a medical condition that might
Why?
Be happening? Well, people do.
Why would they teach them that?
My husband, fortunately, was lucky enough. He was starting to feel dizzy, and he pulled over on Highway 70 heading up the hill. And fortunately, a trooper drove up behind him and asked him if there was anything wrong. And he told him, he said, well, I'm feeling dizzy. I didn't want to proceed driving until I felt better, so I just pulled over here to see if it went away. And he says, well, thank you for being a competent driver, and I'll drive up here a little later and check to make sure you're okay. There was a human being.
Hmm. What was your question, Keekless?
Well, you said you would think that they would be trained to look for a medical condition, and why? I mean, they have no competition.
Well, you would think the city would want to have to constantly be paying out money to people who get injured by the police.
Well, they're not.
It's not constant.
The city doesn't care about a balanced checkbook, and anything that they pay out to people who win lawsuits ultimately comes from the taxpayers anyway. So it's not coming from their pocket. The city doesn't care.
And frequently, regardless of the evidence, the judge will simply say, no, they were doing what they were trained to do, and no one has to pay out.
Yeah, they're trained to shout orders at people, and if they don't obey, the person's not obeying the orders, then they're trained to escalate the situation, which is not what a caring individual is actually concerned for the people who pay their salary. It's not how somebody who's your quote-unquote servant should be behaving. But, hey, Pam, thanks for calling and telling that story here tonight. It's sick and disgusting and not uncommon at all. And then it reminds me of another one. I think it was like Washington State, where there was a guy who was hard of hearing, and he was like carving something, like sitting on a stoop, basically like outside carving a thing with a knife. Somebody, I don't know if they called the cops or the cops just happened to see him. My God.
I think they killed that guy.
They did kill that guy, if I recall correctly. Man, oh my God, a man with a knife.
Carving.
And
oh
so
my
they
gosh.
Started shouting at him. Well, he's hard of hearing.
Right.
So he's not ignoring the cop on purpose. He cannot hear what is being shouted at him, and the cop kills this guy.
I'm not mistaken. He was a Native American guy. There was a big uproar in the Native community.
Yeah, he was doing like some sort of totem pole or something like that, some kind of Native American carving.
Well, and so there are circumstances where you will get a human being that just that individual, regardless of their training, is acting like a human being and caring for people. You do get that. But as far as the institution goes, as far as the training goes, as far as all of the entire system behind that officer goes, that is not what they're trained to do.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that they don't receive training that says look for medical condition first. What we do know is that they don't have any incentive to do that. So.
Well, and I mean, there's what you're officially trained to do, and there's what your social circumstance suggests that you do.
Yeah.
And as far as the social circumstance goes, like, you have impunity. No matter what you do, you are very unlikely to be punished.
Qualified immunity. Yeah, job perk.
And there's this camaraderie of the Brotherhood of the Blue that occurs amongst the policemen, right? And this
it's a gang.
It is a gang. And this is a very powerful thing. It's the same sort of collective thing that happens with, like, sports. Right, you see, guys get into barroom fights of my team better than your team and my team color is better than your team, that kind of thing. It's the same thing that happens. It's that gang mentality, and it's the us against them. So policemen, when hanging out with other policemen, actively echo chamberly within their organization, reinforce the us against them mentality.
Sure.
You're one of us now, so it's us against them. They are the enemy. We are not. We are the righteous ones. And so they get that in their head and they act accordingly. They don't have any incentive.
They literally
not
call
act
each
that
other
way.
Brothers.
They do.
Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What is pandemic fatigue? Who's defining it? What's it supposedly all about?
I'm already sick of it.
Well, we'll get into that coming up here. Captain, you've got that story. That's on the way. And, of course, you can call in here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Feel free to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And the captain.
And don't forget, you can watch us online. We're streaming on a bunch of different platforms, but the most important one is Odyssey. Odyssey is part of, well, actually, they just separated technically from Library. There was an interesting press release that I was reading the other day. Library, LBRY.com, which is the media sharing protocol that is decentralized, uncensorable, and blockchain-based, they launched Odyssey in 2020 to compete with YouTube, and now they've officially separated from Odyssey. They decided Odyssey needed to be its own separate company, basically. So, okay, you know, they're still friends or whatever, but now they're separated corporate-wise.
But they're still using that protocol, right?
Yeah, Odyssey is still sort of backed by Library, but
so it's like if you had a company that was HTTP incorporated, and they invent this protocol, and then you've got we're the internet. It's like, okay, you're now your own company, internet.
That's one way you can look at it. In this case, Library was a little uncomfortable with some of the things that Odyssey sort of felt like that they needed to do, like have credit card processing and do some centralized hosting.
Yeah.
So some of the videos on Odyssey are actually centralized hosted, apparently, and then if the central host fails, then it falls back to the Library protocol. So they're not pure Library, from what I've learned recently. So Library felt like it's not entirely aligned with our mission of
really
decentralization.
It affects our processes here at Free Talk Live. No. We still stream Odyssey, and then we still have our stuff archived and on Library.
And Odyssey is still the most free speech platform out there because it is, again, backed by the Library protocol, which is an uncensorable, decentralized media sharing protocol. And if you want to learn more about Library, go to lbry.com. If you want to follow our Odyssey channel, get over to video.freetalklive.com. Now, unfortunately, some people still follow us on YouTube and some of the other more centralized systems like that, more big tech systems. And, you know, we may be on YouTube for another few weeks. We may be on for another few months. We may not be on tomorrow. It just all depends on when when those people decide to pull the plug on us for some of the opinions that we have here. But we go to your calls and thoughts, and amazingly, actually, somebody called in from the YouTube audience. Usually the YouTube audience just throws in chats, and they never actually call. So, Steve, I appreciate you calling in tonight. Listening in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good. Yeah, I just looked up about this Supreme Court case. They ruled against the religious exception, and they used a couple other court cases citing that they can rarely refuse the religious exception, but in this case of Maine, they have a law for medical exemption. So whatever motive the Supreme Court has, who knows?
Well, their motive is clear. Their motive is to back the state, to back the government, to do whatever they can within the excuses that they can make legally to excuse more violence, to excuse more corruption, to excuse bigger government and more control over our lives. I mean, that's clearly what their job is.
Well, even in the case Jacobson versus Massachusetts, the plaintiff there was not forced to take a vaccination. He only paid a $5 fine at that time in 1905. So another thing I wanted to point out, too, the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter of a constitution. Their rulings can be ignored. Even Thomas Jefferson warned that if you allowed the judicial system to interpret the Constitution, that the government would become oppressive as it was that when we changed and separated it. So,
well, I totally agree with ignoring court decisions. I mean, I think everybody should ignore the government entirely, and then maybe they'll go away. Like, if enough people just ignored them, then they would have no power. But unfortunately, we're not to that point yet.
Well, if men were angels, we wouldn't need government.
Well, why would you need government if men aren't angels?
Well, government is the very people that they warned us about. You know, men are not angels, but they're getting elected into public offices. The problem is,
if men aren't angels, then why are we putting them in power of us?
Exactly.
Because so, no, that's what government is men in power of other men. And if they're not angels, then why would we give them power?
Government is a necessary evil.
Why do people keep saying that? Why would you need evil?
Evil's never necessary.
Because that is how a system of laws was supposed to work. If the Constitution...
But the system of laws is BS. It's just a system of men who do whatever they want to do. They ignore the law.
And the problem from that is because the people out here failed to do their job.
What's that?
The people are the guardians of the Constitution. That
how?
Means we're supposed to hold government accountable.
How?
First of all, voting.
How has that ever changed anything?
Doesn't work. The statistical analysis shows unequivocally it does not change our policies.
When our Constitution was created after the Revolutionary War, men were a lot more honorable then than today.
I don't know if that's true at all.
Oh, most definitely. We were first of all.
It wasn't long after they formed the Constitution that the Alien and Sedition Acts, I think, came real soon after that. They're violating that thing, you know, day number two.
Well, you had the War of 1812. The British come back over to try to take back. I mean.
Well, you had the Whiskey Rebellion, which completely overruled what the Constitution originally was supposed to be anyway.
Yeah, I mean, what I hear from you, Steve, is you're just kind of touting the standard lines about government. Oh, we need evil. We need evil for what? What for?
No, absolutely not.
If we don't need evil, then there's no necessary evil.
Well, that's what you said, Steve. You said that it's a necessary evil, which means you need evil.
I'm telling you what the Founding Fathers warned us about. Everything that I just said.
Well, sure, but Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex that he built.
And it's still there, you know? What good is that done?
And why was it? Why was it? Because we allowed our politicians, first of all, to create laws that they had no power to create.
I didn't. I had no say in the matter.
You weren't even alive.
I had no say in the matter. You had no say in the matter. There is no way of us keeping them accountable. It doesn't work.
Yeah, you can't just go and vote for another politician and think that that's going to somehow solve this. That's what people have been trying for hundreds of years at this point, and look where we are.
You have the people that are not knowledgeable. that are not educated today to understand the proper role of government, first of all.
What's the proper role of government?
The proper role of government is what we hold them accountable for.
If that's like a circular answer. That doesn't even mean anything. What should government be doing? In Steve's ideal world, what should government be doing?
Hold them accountable for anything.
What should they be doing in Steve's ideal world?
Okay, in the declarations world, which is a legal document put forth by the Lee Resolution, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator, certain
unalienable
rights.
I know what the Declaration of Independence says. Okay. I've signed my own personal Declaration of Independence from the whole idea of government, from the whole idea of the state. And you know what? They ignore it. They just don't care. They still force me into their system, and they force me against my will to do things that I don't want to do. I'm asking you specifically, what should the government, this gang of human beings that is ruling over us by the threat of violence, what should they be doing?
They should be protecting our rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
And what makes you think they'll ever do that?
When we start holding them accountable.
By doing what? Voting?
No. I'll give you an example. You've got a conservative state, all right? And you put in the state constitution that an amendment stating that if any politician violates their oath of office, that they will be imprisoned.
Why would they do that?
Who's going to enforce it? Them on themselves?
Yeah, they would never put that in. They would never put that in.
They don't follow the state and national constitutions already. They violate them completely.
Yeah. They don't care what the Constitution says, dude, and they don't punish themselves, and they would never, ever take the time to amend the Constitution to punish themselves. These people are psychopaths.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, then you don't allow psychopaths to control your life, and you don't fix the problem by voting, because that's the system they want you to use.
Can you tell me right off the top of your head what powers have been granted? And it's simple. What powers have been granted to the federal government by the states? I can tell you real quick.
Does it matter? Because the federal government does whatever the hell they want to do.
That's no longer true.
Asking.
That hasn't been true since the Whiskey Rebellion. After the Whiskey Rebellion, we showed absolutely certainly that the states did not have the rights, did not grant them to the federal government. The federal government takes its so-called rights by force and always has.
Steve, thanks for the call tonight. You're not going to vote your way out of this problem. The federal government is completely a failed experiment, and you need to admit it to yourself and say, all right, best solution forward if you want to use the political process is secession. Thanks for the call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.